Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father, and from our crucified and risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. In 1635, Spanish artist Francisco de Zurbarán began painting a picture that he entitled Agnus Dei. It's Latin. It means Lamb of God. It would take him 5 years to finish this masterpiece. And in the painting, it's actually quite simple. There's a woolly lamb. He's laying on his side on a gray stone slab. The lamb is facing to the left, and you can see his elegantly curved horns. All of his 4 feet are bound together with a rope. And with his feet tied together, the lamb's back sort of hunches in and elevates itself, so the lamb enters this sort of fetal position. His left eye is the only one that can be seen, but you can see that it looks past his pink nose down at the gray slab. There's no blood in the painting, not one drop. And so the lamb must be alive, but not for long. We're in a series in the book of Exodus. And today, for Good Friday, we are in Exodus 12. It's all about the Agnus Dei, the Lamb of God. The text teaches us, "Tell all the congregation of Israel that on the 10th day of this month, every man shall take a lamb according to their father's houses, a lamb for a household, and your lamb shall be without blemish." The Passover lamb must be perfect. It can't be a crippled lamb or a lame lamb or a spotted lamb, or he can't be off color in any way. And after choosing the most perfect lamb out of all of your flock, you then have to keep watch over it for 3 whole days. Take care of it. Be near it. On the 4th day, the 14th day of the month, the entire community of Israel is to gather at twilight. What happens? They slaughter the lamb. And then they take that lamb's blood and they put it on the 2 doorposts. The blood of the lamb will set the people free. Set the people free from the angel of darkness, the angel of death that is about to afflict Egypt. And the truth is that we all have our own darkness and death that we need to be freed from. Luther famously called it the incurvatus in se, another Latin phrase which means curved in on oneself. In our darkness, we turn in towards our own self-interests, our own desires, our own needs, our own agendas. We can call it individualism, we can call it narcissism, we can call it selfishness, we can call it whatever we want so long as we call it what it is. Sin. Yet we still imagine it's far easier to do this. It's far easier to be in it for myself, to seek my own agendas. Why? Well, because if I branch out and actually show care or concern for somebody else, I might get hurt. I might get disappointed. It's much better and it's much safer to rely on myself. I can trust myself. So through life, we live in the proverbial fetal position, not unlike the Agnus Dei. Only we all know what's going to happen to the Agnus Dei. Our self-reliance leads us to isolation. It leads us to disconnectedness. It leads us to despair. Sin, being turned in on oneself, ultimately what it does is it seduces us, it traps us, it binds us, it throws us onto a gray slab, and eventually it will kill us. Could you imagine being there at the first Passover? Having to take care of that lamb and finding just the right perfect little one and how fuzzy and woolly and perfect it is. And yet you know that in just a few days you're going to have to take a knife and end that innocent lamb's life. So kind, so loving. It would probably be much easier for you to think to yourself, well, you know, he really doesn't deserve to die. Do I really have to kill the lamb? Could you do it? Could you shed its blood? Before you answer, think of the repercussions. It's either the life of the lamb or the life of your child. The blood of the lamb is the only thing that can set you free. The blood shall be a sign for you in the houses where you are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you. And no plague will befall you to destroy you when I strike the land of Egypt. We all know the right answer. Of course, the lamb must die. The lamb's blood flowed once again. And the truth is that the Lamb of God is found in someone far greater than a woolly sheep. The Lamb of God, his blood flowed in a garden of Gethsemane. Luke tells us that Jesus was in such agony in the garden before he was betrayed that his sweat was falling out like great drops of blood. And you can bet that when the Roman soldiers finally appeared to take him away and began punching him in the face, that there was more blood to be shed. You can be sure that blood flowed from his scalp as a crown of thorns was pushed into his skull. But the real blood flowed when Jesus was stripped naked, carried off to a place called Gabbatha, where he was whipped without mercy. Blood continued to flow. His open wounds continued to pour out blood, even on the way, what is called the Via Dolorosa, another Latin word, the way of sorrow. Then, if that wasn't enough blood yet, there were 3 nails that were driven into his hands and into his feet. And a few hours later, the last of all, as a spear thrust into his side brought forth a flow of both blood and water. Jesus is the Agnus Dei. He is perfect. He is innocent. He is kind and he is loving. And you and I are those who recognize him as Savior, who love him for his sacrifice, who love him for all of the blood that he has shed for your forgiveness and for my forgiveness and for the forgiveness of the whole world. And it's hard for us, for those who trust in this Jesus, to have to fathom why this has to happen. Why something so cruel and atrocious and why someone so good has to be treated so poorly. As much as we might like to spare Jesus from the agony, the truth is that there is no other option. It's either his death or it's yours. If you spare Jesus from the cross, if you spare him from this suffering, it means your own condemnation. Your own darkness will eventually overcome you, and you will be stuck on the gray slab. You will be the lamb who is slaughtered. But God won't have any of it. Jesus won't have any of it. He comes for the specific purpose of shedding his blood for you, for dying for you. God won't let you stay on that slab. He won't let you die the death that you deserve, but instead he takes it on himself. Taking all of your sin, all of your shame, all of your darkness, Jesus willingly goes to the cross to be the innocent Agnus Dei, to bleed and to die for you. My friends, this is what Good Friday is all about. It's the expression of God's great love and mercy towards sinners who don't deserve it. But today, while we mourn the fact that the Lamb has to die, rejoice that your sins are forgiven. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which far surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.